From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. China devalued its currency for a third consecutive day while global markets recovered after Beijing signaled it would not continue the devaluation much further. The central bank on Thursday set the yuan's daily reference point about 1% lower than the previous day. Beijing strictly controls the yuan with a range of 2% above or below the reference point, which is set daily. The currency has lost more than 3% of its value since the first change in the market midpoint on Tuesday. Central bank officials on Thursday attempted to ease fears of further devaluation, saying the yuan was now close to market level. Iraqi officials say a powerful truck bomb tore through a Shiite neighborhood of Baghdad on Thursday, killing at least 67 people in one of the capital's largest bomb attacks in months. Dozens more were wounded when a refrigerator truck, packed with explosives, was detonated just after dawn on the crowded Jamila Market in Sadr City, according to officials. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. Myanmar's president Thein Sein carried out a purge of leadership of the country's ruling party Thursday in a major political shakeup ahead of national elections in November. The party released a statement saying that Union Solidarity and Development Party chairman Shui Man was removed from that post because his duties as both a party leader and a parliamentary speaker were too much of a burden. The longtime politician, who had indicated in the past that he would run for president in 2015, has not commented on his removal. Officials say Shui Man will remain as parliament speaker and as a party candidate in the upcoming polls. This is VOA News. The next phase of the historic normalization of U.S.-Cuba shifts to Havana Friday, where the U.S. Marines will hoist the American flag outside of the U.S. Embassy in Havana. The event marks the ceremonial reopening of the diplomatic facility after decades of severed relations. Ahead of the ceremony, the U.S. is deflecting criticism about dissidents and not involving dissidents in the official ceremony. Spokesman Mark Toner for the U.S. State Department.
As much as we look forward to increasing our diplomatic engagement with the government of Cuba, we're well aware of the challenges that we face in the human rights sphere, and we're not going to shy away from addressing those challenges and continuing to meet with key members of civil society in Cuba.
Some of the discontent with U.S. plans in Havana are homegrown. U.S. Congressman Ileana Rosley-Leightonen.
What the administration is doing is sending a message to the dissidents that they form no role in this new relationship between the United States and Cuba, that they are forgotten, they are discarded.
A U.S. official says there would be a second largest ceremony later in the day at the residence of Ambassador Jeffrey De Laurentiis, the U.S. Chief of Missions, including political and human rights activists. Swedish prosecutors say rape allegations against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange will continue to be investigated, but have dropped charges of lesser sexual misconduct. Three cases of sexual molestation and unlawful coercion against Assange were dropped because of a 5-year statute of limitation expiring. Sweden issued an arrest warrant for Assange after two women accused him of rape and sexual misconduct during a visit there in 2010. That investigation is effective until 2020. The United States says it has begun flying manned missions from a Turkish air base to deliver airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Syria. The Pentagon released a statement late Wednesday saying the F-16 airstrikes began earlier that day, launched from an air base in southern Turkey. The coalition began flying unmanned missions from the base earlier this month. Turkey agreed last month to let U.S. Air Force base there be used near the Turkey's southern border with Syria. Greek lawmakers are expected to vote later Thursday on a bill to approve a $93 billion bailout package from the European Union. The bill would impose harsh new spending cuts and tax hikes in exchange for funding that will enable Athens to make a payment on its debt to European Central Bank later this month. Greece needs the money by August 20th. When it must repay about $3.5 billion in debt to the European Central Bank. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.